Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you're thinking about munching over your lunch over the next few moments, Laura Dowling, who's the fabulous pharmacist online, is with me. Was with me on the line today to tell us, Laura, how much protein do we really need each day?
Well, the official recommendation is 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight, but that's the minimum that we need to prevent deficiency. So for a midlife woman like myself, I'm 46, who wants to protect her muscle, especially if I'm training in the gym, we're probably looking more up to about 1.8 grams per kilogram of body weight. So
what does that equate to?
So, well, for, you know, your average 70 kilogram woman, like maybe myself, it would be about 120 grams in a day, split over the course of the day, not just all front loaded, either the beginning of the day or after, at the end of the day either. So it's about adding protein to every meal as a way of improving our muscle strength, because as we enter midlife, our muscles do tend to, it's known as sarcopenia, but it's muscle waste and it's a natural process. But in order to help to prevent that and keep our muscles strong, which keep our bones strong and our mobility well, we would need to be doing resistance training and then also adding extra protein into our diet.
So just to put this in simplistic terms, is that one chicken breast a day? Is that enough protein for the average woman?
No, that isn't. So one chicken breast could be about maybe 35 grams of protein. So you'd need to be adding more protein in the form of, say, you could eat four of them, but they're hard to eat. I've been trying to eat them for breakfast.
I
love my oats and my porridge, my yogurts and my fruit in the morning time. But in order to try and get the protein in with every meal, I'm really trying to do that. It doesn't mean you have to eat your chicken breast in the morning time, but I'm just playing around with it at the minute. And I think I'm on the program because I was talking about it online. But you can have Greek yogurt. You can have eggs. There's many ways to get that increased protein into your diet.
Shelley Gray, registered dietitian, Today FM presenter, is joining us as well, Laura, on the line. Like, if you're trying to add in protein, you know, by other means, is what, two or three eggs? How much will that help?
Yeah, well, Laura gave excellent examples there. And it is something to be aware of as we get older, along with the resistance training. I would actually put resistance training on top, like as in front of the diet. Like, I think it's more important than the diet, like in your 30s, 40s, 50s. But things like, not even counting grams of protein, because you'd be just getting too fixated with the protein at that stage. But just making sure you're including lots of plant proteins in your in each meal. That's what we'd be trying to increase rather than your meat. So looking at things like chickpeas, like beans, lentils, whole grains, nuts and seeds. You're getting the protein in there, but you're also getting the fiber, the vitamins, the minerals, the really healthy polyphenols as well, which are important for our overall health. Laura mentioned there as well some yogurt, so our dairy, particularly the fermented dairy like yogurt, kefir. Like, you could add 100 grams, which is a nice serving of Greek yogurt, into your porridge in the morning, and you're giving yourself an extra 10 grams on top of your oats, which are going to give you 5 grams of protein. Add in your 200 mils of milk, which is going to give you 7 grams of protein. Throw on nuts and seeds. With your porridge in the morning, you could easily get like 25 to 30 grams of protein if you do it cleverly, like adding in the dairy, the milk, the nuts and the seeds. And then with your dinner, like including things like oily fish, again, a really nice source of protein, but you're also getting your omega-3 fatty acids in there for your heart health. So we're not just talking about one nutrient. Like, protein is important, but it's not the be-all and end-all. So we're trying to include foods that are going to give us these healthy fats, the fibers, the vitamins and the minerals along with the protein as well, and trying to minimize the red meat as much as possible. You don't have to exclude it completely, just to minimize it. So going for the more lean source of protein. But yeah, you're looking for about 84 maybe to like 120 grams of protein per day, but just making sure like you're getting maybe two or three key sources of protein in each meal. And yeah, you don't have to get the calculator out and count the grams.
Laura, you mentioned figures at the very outset of this. Was that just to clarify, was that just for women you were talking about, or for men too?
That it's a general basis. So that would be, in general, it's said to be about 0.8. But that, as I said, is like the minimal amount for anyone to be taking in. But obviously, as we get older, we require that little bit more. And that lovely nutritionist, she gave you lots of information there about what you can, how you can add protein into your diet really easily using different types of food. That's really important. But the resistance training, as she said, is hugely important, which is, you know, weightlifting, weight bearing exercises, that kind of thing, to really keep our muscles, our joints and our bones healthy. And I'm doing it not to be slim or not to change my body shape, but so I can live independently in my later years, you know, so I can do my grocery shop and tie my own shoelaces, be mobile, wipe my own backside. I always say that because I think that those things are really, really important.
If you
have strong muscles and bones and joints, you'll be able to do that in your later years, able to live independently for as long as you can. And that's all any of us want, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny, the protein push, Shelley. Like I really have noticed this in the last year or two. I feel that it's the only thing that's, you know, trending, and it's constantly been fed to me on TikTok and on Instagram and all of the social media sites, people talking about how much protein we need.
I know, it definitely is a trend that's not going anywhere. I thought maybe this year fibre was going to be like the biggest trend, but I think fibre is there, but also the protein as well. And it's not a bad one, to be fair. And when we do get into our 60s, that's when we really, really need to focus on getting enough protein from the diet, more so than ever before. So getting more protein and, as Laura said, lifting the weights as well. So when we get into our 60s, appetite tends to reduce. So you're consuming less foods in general, especially less protein foods. Your digestive system doesn't work as well either. So when you're in your 60s, you're not absorbing the protein as efficiently from the diet. And even from about 50 years old, we experience something called anabolic resistance. So this is where our muscles just don't respond to the protein the same way that they would have in your 20s and 30s. So you actually need more protein to have the same desired effect in terms of maintaining that muscle and even building muscle if that is desired as well. But the protein trend is not a bad thing, but you just need to look at the price. So like, you could only have, say now you're looking at protein milk, you might get an extra 3 grams of protein per 100 mil in there. So you're like, is it worth it for the extra euro that you're spending? So if you've enough money, that's absolutely fine, but you could easily meet it from the diet alone as well if you are clever.
For people that are, you know, eating multiple eggs each day, Laura, and munching on turkey rashers in the morning and the afternoon as well, like, is it possible to overfill or have too much protein?
Well, you can take in too much protein, and also anyone with kidney disease would need to be careful there. And then I suppose when you're talking about multiple eggs, you know, you have to consider and also protein that would be animal based, which is, you know, could be a higher fat content. And the lady there that was speaking about nutrition was talking about, you know, trying to avoid red meat. Not avoid it completely, but just to limit its intake. So we need to also then be considering our cholesterol. So there's so much to it. And I think that sometimes we can become wrapped up. And I know that you said that there's a trend and there's all kinds of protein powders being, you know, marketed to us. But the vast majority of our protein can be obtained by our diet. And if we're trying to just increase it with every meal, we're doing a really good job, and then trying to lift some weights with it as well. I think we can all become a little bit too obsessed with things, and then it can just become more of a chore rather than just bringing it into our lives. But I think it's also important for people to realise that if we have muscle, like, it really does help with insulin resistance as well, particularly as we get older, and insulin resistance can increase. Yeah. And that lays down fat and just can make us feel sluggish. So our muscles are the main generator there and our biggest blood sugar regulator. So just taking those kind of things into consideration, and those easy steps with just doing that little bit more exercises, doing that little bit of weight training, and then increasing the protein every day.
Loads to consider.
It all helps.
Over the lunchtime. Laura Dowling, Shelley Gray, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.